You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Well.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Then come in, all you ghouls and girls, to the In This League Fantasy Baseball. Not podcast, it's the fantasy show. It's In This League. We're vampires talking fantasy. Who did that promo before the show? People listening on demand have no idea what I'm talking about, but we just heard a promo. Pavona, that was you doing the vampire, right?
I knew it.
I knew it was you. What were some of those words you like? Oh, hello, it's a vampire. How do I get to my fantasy news? I don't do a good vampire. It turns into Russian.
No, you don't.
No, I don't at all. Pavona, let's hear the vampire real quick. Give us something.
You are now listening to In This League with Chris Welch and Scott Bogman.
Very good. It's very good.
Was that Italian chef or vampire?
No, it was good. That was good. Was that like True Blood or something?
If you want the Italian, I give you the meatballs.
Anybody here do? Chris, I feel like you might do Halloween. You like Disney and stuff like that. Do you? Okay, hold on. Don't even answer this yet. I feel like you're the type of guy that you've had your costume set for a month. You and your girlfriend have paired out what you're going to be. You're going to be something cute.
The dog's got to be involved here.
Yeah. Oh, good point. And and you take the family picture as a postcard and then you send it to people and you definitely go to a party. How correct am I on that on a scale of 1 to 5 bogs?
You're only correct on one part of this. So one bog maybe?
Yeah, that's like one bog. What is the one thing you do?
So my girlfriend is not into Halloween. How about that?
Oh, okay.
My brother, on the other hand, obsessed. And yes, we do go all out for Halloween. You know, one year we were like Wayne's World. And this year, this year we are the Soul Men, a.k.a. the Blues Brothers.
Okay, I like that. I could buy that one. All right, very good.
How long was that planned?
3 weeks ago.
Okay, so a month. That was about right. You guys planned it out about a month, so maybe I had a couple things there that was right. All right, well, welcome into In This League, the fantasy show where we talk about everything. We're going to talk about the moon, the stars. We're going to talk about Ezekiel Elliott. We'll talk about Marshawn Lynch. The NFL trade deadline is on the same spooky, ooky Halloween night of October
31st.
We're going to talk about that. We want your questions. So you guys can call in, you can tweet at us, you can call in 844-84-FNTSY if you guys would like to ask us any questions. It could be about the World Series game going on right now. It could be about basketball, football. We are proficient in all of those things. But I have a topic I want to talk about coming on the next side of this break here. And we are going to have to be very careful with our words here because I want to talk.
Somebody's
going to
lose $100 in this next segment, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. We got a bet going on, Bogman and I. I want to talk about Mia Khalifa. I also want to talk about my new favorite NFL player, Juju Smith-Schuster. You can put a couple things together and figure out why I want to talk about that. But the whole thing with Mia Khalifa and Juju Smith-Schuster sparked up the whole history of Mia Khalifa. And I don't know if I like her or dislike her.
I don't know. Wrote a book on her here. It's kind of what you'd expect, but it's surprising from him.
That's right. All right, so we're going to talk about it on the other side of this break. Mia Khalifa, Juju Smith-Schuster, NFL, it's all coming up. It's In This League. Bogman and Welsh, don't go anywhere.
Hey, I'm Alyssa.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the interns.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network and DKMS want to send you to Minnesota this February. All you have to do is play our Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS.
Starting next week, answer 4 questions right, and you're heading to the big game. Tune in to find out when the contest will be running.
So what are you waiting for? Play the Big Game Trivia Challenge sponsored by DKMS, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In This League.
What's this?
In This League.
If you have to ask the big man, you can't afford it.
That's what I like.
Welcome back. It's In This League. If you don't know how much it costs, you can't afford a big boy. What's that?
What an appropriate rejoin.
I made it. Of course. Of course it is. Of course it is, my friend. You don't know what it is. You don't know what the price is. You can't afford it, my friends. Welcome back. It's Bogman and Welsh for In This League. Like I said, we got a lot to talk about in the show today. NFL trade deadline is looming on Halloween night. You've got week 8, which we're going to be covering all of hour 2. We got some other stuff in the next couple segments. We got football stuff, but I wanted to have this conversation about, first, let's hone in on Juju Smith-Schuster, because he is a part of your team, Bogman, on the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's now my new favorite player in all the world. And you and I have talked about him since the preseason, and he's essentially overtaken Martavis Bryant at this point.
Well, yeah, especially since Martavis Bryant is a whiny crybaby. I mean, and everybody has heard that story. And now he says that since he's going to be benched this week, he's done complaining. And, you know, we'll see how all that pans out. But, you know, Juju was stepping up, you know, in the first week. He's been a really good add now that he's done getting 2 holding calls a game. So he has the best celebrations. He had that one nerdy Dragon Ball Z or whatever, X or Y or whatever it is. And then he had the hide and seek that you called overrated.
It's overrated. It's overrated.
I thought.
Don't you agree? No, I mean, it was good. It was good. That's the problem here, is it was a good celebration, but it got way overrated because everyone was like, you know, lock the doors, end it. Celebrations can stop forever. It's the greatest of all time. And I was like, nah, it wasn't. You know what's better? Duck, duck, goose. Or the grenade throwing and they all fall down. Like, that's better than hide and seek. Hide and seek, it was like...
Wasn't the grenade one from Any Given Sunday? Did that actually really happen? I'm sure it did somewhere.
Yeah, I think Any Given... No, you know, I feel like it was... what was the... What's the one with Keanu Reeves that you hate? Replacements. Replacements.
Yeah, Replacements. I don't hate that one. That's like the one Keanu Reeves movie I can stand.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think it was from The Replacement. So... Regardless of all that, yes, Juju Smith-Schuster has really made himself kind of this, like, well-known commodity at this point. Just, you know, he's been, like, a big, like, social media guy. Everyone's excited about him. His big thing came about because he doesn't know how to drive, and he rides a bicycle to the stadium. And weren't you saying someone was trying to teach him how to drive?
Alejandro Villanueva. Ollie Villanueva was teaching him how to drive in the preseason. And
he knows how to sit.
The dude's lived in L.A. his whole life, so, you know, it's not the greatest place to learn how to drive because it's a nightmare driving there. But, yeah, Ollie Villanueva. And the big thing with the bike is because he also did a Snapchat takeover for the Steelers, and he rode his bike, like, all around the city of Pittsburgh. So, like, everybody saw him riding his bike around. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, and then he got his bike stolen, and then everybody loved him even more. And then just today, I think it was, he got his bike returned. All that's great. It all adds to the allure of how awesome Juju Smith-Schuster is. We love that. But the thing that endeared me to him was he completely roasted Mia Khalifa. Now, I'm assuming most of our listeners know who Mia Khalifa is, whether it's from her most recent.
I would think so.
Whether it's on her most recent transgressions or her previous ones that she's more well known for. Whichever those are, you probably know who she is. But her most recent stuff.
I know
stuff,
who she is.
I know, how well do you know who she is?
Pretty well.
Pretty well?
Yeah.
Hey, well. Pavona, get on here real quick. I know you're listening.
I have no choice. I have to listen.
Yeah, I'm sorry. do you know who Mia Khalifa is?
No. I have no idea.
Oh, you're such a liar. Never, what is your girlfriend listening this 5 minutes?
Never came across any of her really good work.
The funny thing is that I got to be honest, I really don't know Mia Khalifa. I knew the name and I know what she does, but actually never seen her work.
Go on your work computer and type that in and clear your history.
Well, I already did that.
Go into your work computer.
Okay.
I already took care of that.
I don't think Cardano would like that. I don't think they would like that. All right. So, okay. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure we all were on base here. What we know.
I mean, it's a topic on the show. So.
Yeah, it is. Technically, it's research or just going in incognito mode. That's Bogman's tip to everybody. That's the tip of the day. So
yeah, that's right.
Mia Khalifa has renewed her her star power, I guess, by blasting athletes by whether it's, you know, them making a comment to her and her slamming them, whether it's she outing the DMs, and the DM thing is what really got it. So let's start with Juju Smith-Schuster, Bogman, because this is amazing. She tweets at him and says, "What's that?"
Article one.
Article one.
Like
yes, exactly.
Trial of Mia Khalifa.
Exhibit one into the court.
Pretty cool, or if she's obnoxious.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to decide, because like my initial reaction is like she's really annoying. Like she's maybe one of the worst internet pieces out there. But then at the same time, I don't know. She's kind of slamming some guys that probably deserve it. But this is amazing because Juju just shut it down. She goes, at Juju Smith-Schuster, she goes, "You are my new favorite follow on Twitter. Little cry face. Hashtag team find Juju's bike." Juju Smith-Schuster then quote tweets her, which now has, by the way, about 200,000 likes and almost 80,000 retweets. He goes, "Oh, hell no. Nah. I'm not falling for this, LOL. I'm young, not stupid." And everybody died. And what precedes it is what's the I'll tell one of them, but tell us, I want you to tell us the favorite gif that he put out. He put a gif out of Le'Veon Bell just stiff arming a Bengal, and it's amazing. He did that right after the response. But what's the one we love?
The one we love is the one where Antonio Brown took the kick back against the Browns.
Looking
and,
at it right now.
Stuck the punter right in the face. And that's actually the background of my computer is that.
But
and,
he imposed his head on Antonio Brown and Mia Khalifa's face on the Browns player.
Right. Somebody did that, and he retweeted it and said, you guys are crazy out here, LOL, or whatever he said. And he retweeted it. And the best thing about that one, if you go and find that one under Juju's, there's then like 1,000 other great ones under that one. It's great.
It is so great.
So funny, dude.
So that one, it just feels good. It feels right. But like I said, when I saw that, it was like cheering. I was like, yeah, get her. And I was like excited about it.
I mean, we thought Jake Seeley's tweet where he crushed a troll was pretty good earlier. This one is getting 200,000. That's amazing.
What, did he crush a troll earlier?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see that? He crushed a troll. Somebody said, somebody asked him where he ranked somebody. So what did Jake do? Come on.
Oh,
what Jake always does.
Check the rankings.
Check the rankings. And he said, "Used to be cool. I guess you're too big time now." And then so he quote tweeted and he said, "No, I'm just working 90 hours a week to put out free content for ungrateful schmucks like you." And he had like 250 likes and retweets, and like everyone that quoted it was on his side. So
of course
it was great.
Of course. Okay. So Mia Khalifa's history here. Let's decide, do we like her or do we not like her? Because what she was in the past is not there anymore. Apparently that was a very short stint.
Her previous career.
Her previous career of being a star of some capacity online on the internet that you usually pay for, or sometimes you don't pay for. That was short-lived, but that vaulted her into this space of just notoriety. And she's a well-known Washington sports fan. She's really big into that. So she's always boom, 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 boom. I think
great? The life that hot chicks get, well-known Washington sports fan. That's a pretty great title.
Fan. Air quotes. Fan.
Right.
But I think she has like a talk show now, so she's got all that going on. So here's a little bit of a history of Mia Khalifa. So let's decide. Now, this one was one of the first that I remember where she outed Chad Kelly. Do you remember Chad Kelly? I think
it's
the Broncos
Swag
now.
Kelly.
This was in college. Yeah.
Yeah.
He goes.
He was
he
the
gets
last pick in the draft, I think, or second.
Mr. Irrelevant. Yeah, Jim Kelly's son. Shares a DM that says, "Add me on Snapchat, see Kelly, blah, blah, blah. Better see you at the game, too, on the 5th. She goes, "I'm only following you for seminal recon to find your weakness before the game. Also because last chance you." he goes, "Oh, yeah, haha, you're funny. What do you think of the show? Weakness one, can't resist urges to slide into DMs of girls out of his league." And then and she retweets the picture and said,
funny.
That is pretty funny. This is where I'm at. This is where I'm getting at is, do we like her? Do we not like her? And her quote tweet on her picture is, "Should have spent more time in your playbook and less time in my DMs, hashtag Knowles." That's pretty funny. She kind of burned him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's funny. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got another one for you. Because there's a lot, by the way. Which one is this one that I have? Okay. This is another one. This is another good example of her funniness. Eric Ebron with the Lions. Tweeted at her, this looks like in 2016, "Mia Khalifa, I got an extra ticket if you want to come watch greatness in Houston on Monday," with little like scratchy face. And she responds, "I'd rather get a frontal lobotomy, but tell some other guy hi."
God.
That's pretty funny. That's relatively funny. But the one, I don't know why it didn't feel super great, was the Cubs one with Wilson Contreras. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the Contreras one and then the other athlete that roasted her, just like Juju Smith-Schuster. And then we'll get to some NFL stuff. You got any thoughts, you can hit us up, 844-84-FNTSY. We will be back. It's In This League.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Now, you probably wondered where In This League come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun.
In This League. In This League. In This League.
Very, very good, Pavona. Very, very good. One of my, it's actually one of my favorite movies, The Nightmare Before Christmas. We watched that about 100 times leading up to Christmas. That one made me laugh. Caught me off guard. We didn't know that one was coming. So
there's always the debate on that movie, though. Is that movie a Halloween movie or is it a Christmas movie?
Is this like the Die Hard thing? Like, is it a Christmas movie? It's both. I agree with Pavone. I was just about to say that. It's both because we're watching it now because it qualifies at Halloween, but it's totally a Christmas movie. I would say if you had to give it one, it's probably got to be more Halloween.
That's what I would say too.
Okay. We just agree.
I would say it's both too, but I would say if you had to lean one way, it'd be Halloween for sure.
Yeah. You can call in if you got any fantasy questions, football, it could be basketball related, baseball. We cover all those. 844-84-FNTSY. Or if you have a safe for work comment on Mia Khalifa, of course, you could do that.
You can tread lightly. Right.
You can tread very, very lightly. The dump button is very, very close to Pavona's fingers. All of those are available. Or you can tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports and FNTSY Radio? Tweet us the questions, comments, any of that stuff. We're taking them. So we're talking about Mia Khalifa. You can listen to the last segment if you miss it on demand to catch up. Or if you want to do your own research on Miss Mia Khalifa, just make sure it's maybe not at a work computer. It's in a dark corner and you got a close finger on the clear search history, right?
Your dump button, right?
Yeah. Your own dump button. Exactly. I did some research earlier, by the way. I just made sure I was aware of everything that was going on.
Gotta brush up every once in a while.
You gotta brush up. Yeah, luckily there's enough information out there on Mia Khalifa to get you all set, if you know where I'm going. So so we kind of described some of the burns. Now, because that's what she does. She outed Chad Kelly. She fried Eric Ebron. This one I'm still not 100% sure, though. I gotta tell you, she's funny. She's just funny, like what she does. I don't know the tactics, though I would say that, like, the guys are setting themselves up. So the big one that hit all the news was Mia Khalifa outing Wilson Contreras. You know, he comes on, he goes, hey, you know, I'm sure you get this a lot, but I'm a big fan of you. It'd be great if you just say hi. And then she responded, bye. And then obviously the best one is like, what is it? She's like, I want to be friends. He was like, I want to be friends. And he goes, me friend with fire. And then she quoted the whole exchange, the DM outing. She says, Cubbies, your man is wandering around left field. Can you come get him? That's funny. But outing the DMs, I don't know. It's kind of cold-blooded. But then these guys are dumbasses. Why are you doing that stuff? Now, the only other one, Bogman, and I don't know how you're going to handle this, is there is a Sooner that burned her. Are you comfortable with that?
You know, that's fine. I'm assuming it's Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, it is Baker Mayfield. Let me see if I can. I had it up a little bit ago where she tweeted
in between running from the cops, he burned Mia Khalifa. Is that what you're saying?
No. God, you have such a disdain for the Sooners. It's so bad. She tweeted at him, and she just said, "Daddy." And, you know, because he said that, oh. I guess, like, in the pregame.
Oh, yeah. That was the Baylor game.
Yeah. And then some people were like, one person responded, "If OU loses to Baylor today, it's all Mia Khalifa's fault." She responded, "No, girl, I'm repeating what he said in the Baylor sideline." And then he says, she says, "I promise I'll be good to him. You up, Baker Mayfield." So she was trying at it. Baker Mayfield responded, "Nah, I got my girl. I'm pretty lucky to have someone like her in my life, too." Like, you get all sappy. Like, you got to fry her or something like that. So what I ask you, and he blocked her, by the way. Like, how?
The real stiff arm.
Yeah, the true football stiff arm. So what I ask you is, we've seen her get fried by a couple. NFL players really seem to have her number, by the way. Not everybody else so much.
Like, her phone number.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson. Remember?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably messing this up, but or mistaking it for something else. But
BB Jones.
I thought she no. I Mia Khalifa promised someone, you know, a night with her in you know, no less terms.
If they
went to Florida State or transferred to Florida State, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that
that'd
definitely be like,
happen, right?
It'd be like right up Rick Pitino's alley. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that totally happened. So what I'm getting at here, to put a bow on this, is, do we like Mia Khalifa or not? She's obviously clever. The outing is stupid, but yet at the same time, and also
punched someone in the face at the Dodgers game.
She punched someone in the face for taking a picture, and she had an exchange with Gilbert Arenas that they admitted after was a publicity stunt. For like a reality show where he outed her DMs and it was a whole thing and they faked it.
Yeah, you know what? I was on board with Mia Khalifa is okay up until you said that.
That's the straw that broke her back.
Right. The fake DM stuff. I mean, I guess I probably should have assumed that some of this is fake anyway, but that
you know what's
they
great
admitted
about us?
It was a publicity stunt, I don't like that.
You know what's great about like getting to the defeated point in life when you're like out of shape like we are and you have like a self-image like we do, what's really great about it,
you've
given up on life, is it puts you in a situation where you don't think and you not even think, you know you don't have a chance, so you would never try that. You know those guys online that are like responding to like porn stars or just whoever, you know, like every female in sports ever gets harassed by everybody. And they think like, I'll say something clever and that's going to work.
Every dude at Hooters, like, you know, they think because the Hooters waitress gives them a little bit of, you know, attention that they got a chance. You know, yeah. That's the kind of stuff I hate. Like whenever my buddy's like, "Let's go to the Tilted Kilt," I'm like, "Let's go anywhere else besides the Tilted Kilt."
Because you know
when my beer is empty, I would like another beer within 5 minutes. I don't
because it's not going to happen
anywhere else. Right, for my
that will never happen
beer.
With us. It will never happen with us. We are not going to slide into anybody's DMs because, like, I know that's not going to happen. Like, if Mia Khalifa was offended by anything she had heard and called in and wanted to roast us, what are you going to roast us about? Like, we're going to roast ourselves. It's not going to happen. We're not going to make asses out of ourselves.
You're fat.
But
you're out of shape.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Of course we are.
We know.
I mean, we are very popular radio stars. We could totally be sliding into those DMs. I mean, very well-known commodities in the fantasy sports
radio
network. I mean,
there's plenty of cam models that I could slide in the DMs of, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have made ones of twos of appearances on other FNTSY shows over the last year. So, I mean, we are moving up in the world, and we could slide in. We could be me friend with Mia Khalifa, but that's not happening. So I'm going to say I've wish-washed on this the whole time.
This needs to be a poll. Like, is Mia Khalifa funny or is she annoying, right?
Maybe. Maybe it's dicey. You want to go down that road? You want to put that
dicey?
On the
That's
webs?
A little too dicey to put out a poll?
I don't know.
Are you afraid she'll see it and make fun of us?
I had a joke. I had a poll joke, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
Man, I almost just won $100.
Dang. I almost won $100. I'm not going to go there with this. That's why. It's a whole problem. Here's the deal. She's a funny person.
Yes.
But the tactics,
I would say that too.
The tactics are troll. And I don't like the trolls. And she's a troll. And that's
her
stick.
And I got to think that I think that Dodgers thing, that thing that happened at Dodger Stadium where she punched somebody, there's no way she punched somebody for asking for a picture, right?
Well, probably were like, oh, you know. I mean, she has features that stand out to the common man that might make people become idiots.
Like what?
Very large eyebrows.
Ah, of course.
Yes.
It's the eyebrows. Yes, it's always the eyebrows that get you.
I mean, hey. Who is this? So I'm an eyebrow guy. I'm a sucker for eyebrows. What can I say?
I tell you what, I can't stand the messed up eyebrows. That'll drive me crazy.
What do you mean? Like
the chicks that have either plucked their eyebrows too much or, I mean, occasionally I'll have one eyebrow, so there's not much for me to talk about here. But yeah, I'm not Anthony Davis bad, but, you know, I got a lot of hair. So I try to keep it on point here. But, you know, sometimes, like, you can't help but look at the weird eyebrows.
By the way, I got to ask you something real quick, because we're going to end this after this. I don't understand.
It feels like a trap.
It's not a trap, but I don't understand the term thirsty. I get it, but I hate it. Hate it. All these people, every article about Mia Khalifa, really anybody at this point, is Mia Khalifa thirsty, though. You know, or Eric Ebron was thirsty. Enough. Thirsty is meant for the beer. And the drink, not for this stuff. I'm becoming an old begrudging person because they're.
Why do they say thirsty? I don't understand. They had water before.
Like, I can get behind a lot of the vernacular that's out there, but being like, man, that dude's thirsty. Shut up. It is so stupid. And it's stupid that we embrace it.
You do sound like an old man.
This is why I'm irrelevant. This is why I don't slide into DMs. I will never slide into anyone's DMs because I'm not thirsty.
You ain't thirsty.
I'm thirsty
though.
For Coors Light. God. Have you ever said thirsty? Have you ever said that in your life?
No, I would punch you in the face.
Pavona, I know we're going to break here and you're trying to run a show here. Have you ever said thirsty?
Have you ever been thirsty?
I've been thirsty.
No, okay. Besides, I'm thirsty for beer. Have you ever said, like, to your girlfriend, be like, I'm thirsty, though?
Oh, no. No. I'm a human being.
You're a human being. Doing human being things, not saying thirsty. We don't need to.
Is there anything else that, like, get it all out? What else bothers you?
I'm hungry.
Well, I'm constantly hungry.
I'm so irrelevant. No, I'm hungry is my problem. I'm thirsty is also a problem, and there's a group for it. It doesn't need to equate to something else. It's more proof that we're not relevant anymore, and we have to do this. This is what we have to do. We have to speak like old people and just hope that you guys can maybe agree with us. All right. NFL trade deadline.
I'm relevant, man.
So, don't go anywhere.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable. Whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League,
why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! Yo, what's up, guys? I'm thirsty to talk about some more fantasy football, some fantasy stuff. I'm thirsty as hell. Bogman, how thirsty are you?
Why did you turn into an Italian guy to say that?
I don't know. I assume
maybe per capita. Thirsty over here, huh?
Mama, bring
me some pasta.
Usage might be pretty high. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. That sorry, Pavona. I'm very, very sorry. I got Italian when I was like saying thirsty. I don't know. It's just what happened. That's what happened when thirsty took a part of me. That's all I can say. I'm very, very sorry. I don't get it, but you know, at the same time, I am just withering away into the world. So that's
I want to be thirsty.
One, two.
One, two, three.
Let's talk about some fantasy football. Let's get off the me friend. Let's not talk about me friend anymore.
Are you guys saying welcome that we're going to get off Mia Khalifa and move on to trades?
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. On the break, it was like, was it too much? I don't know. I think we were good. And then right there, let's just come out with a get off.
Right on that line, boy. Right on that line.
Toad, I'm not going there. I may be young, but I'm not stupid. Just like Juju. I love Juju Smith-Schuster. We were tweeting at him. We're like, please call in. Please can we just get – I'll talk about your bike.
We got the stiff arm.
He did the kick to us. Someone put our face where Mia Khalifa's was on that one meme, and that's what happened. He didn't, like, say no. He just didn't talk to us.
Right.
At all. Like, we're not on Mia Khalifa's level, so we're not going to get the response.
No.
By the way, what is the most popular athlete that you've ever corresponded with on Twitter? Do you know? Have you had one?
I don't think I have. No, I don't think I have.
I think mine was Daniel Negreanu, poker wise, and probably Patrick Willis I've chatted with, but Taiwan Walker. Remember when I was upset about Taiwan Walker wearing 99 and I had to tweet at him? Probably that. So not very popular. There's something that...
I mean, Johnny Manziel never favorited my tweet making fun of him, so...
No, maybe that's the one. Yeah, I forgot. I was the final Johnny Manziel like before he closed his Twitter account. I was the final thing that he liked on Twitter. That is a fact. Yeah, he deleted his account. Me and... I don't remember who the hell it was.
So you did the old delete your account, and then he did.
I didn't do the delete his account.
It looks like it's back up. So,
is it back up now?
Yeah, he hasn't tweeted since July 13th.
Oh, it is back up. Let's go look at his likes. There. Let's go see if I'm still there. The number one like. Ooh, it's not me. It's Josh Gordon. Ooh, maybe he deleted my like. Oh, that's sad. We had such a good thing going. So I don't know. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, you made fun of him, and he thought it was okay.
It was with the Barstool guys. The Barstool guys tweeted at it was like a whole it was a thing about the Happy Gilmore. And I got in with what Happy Gilmore thing. He liked it and then he disappeared for a year. So that's what ended up happening. So sorry, Johnny. Oh, no, there it is. I see it. I went down the line. It's down there a little bit. April of 2016. There I am. I said, hey, Johnny, you suck, you jackass. So that was probably my most famous interaction. Beside the point.
Heisman
NFL trade deadline is coming up. I want to talk about, I pulled up a couple articles that from NFL.com and Sporting News put up about potential trades. And I want to discuss those, but we do have a couple questions that came in, and let's hit those real quick, Boggs. Zach Riera, ITL Army, he says, what do you do with Jordy Nelson? Hold on to him or grit your teeth or see what you can get for him? What are you doing with Jordy?
I think you kind of have to hold on to him, right? Because I don't think his value is going to be this low again, at any point in the season. That was Brett Hundley's first start against Minnesota's defense, or against the underrated New Orleans defense. So I think Jordy is going to be okay moving forward. Obviously, he doesn't have the high upside that he did with Aaron Rodgers, but you're not going to get anything close to what you paid for him, and I don't think you'll get anything worth it for what he's going to wind up doing for the rest of the season. So in my opinion, you have to hold on to Jordy.
Yeah, he's one of those really tough ones, and I have a difficult time with guys like him where their talent is so immense, yet, like you said, like you can't even come close to the same. Okay, so I got this one. How about this? Someone asked me earlier today about Ezekiel Elliott, and they said, you know, I have an offer of Jay Ajayi for Ezekiel Elliott, and I was just like, I mean, on the surface, you feel like you'd want to take it because. If Elliott does actually some stratosphere serve the suspension, he's out for the season. He's out for your entire fantasy season. So by that, you'd want to do it. But if he doesn't get suspended, like he has just continued to do, he is worlds better than Jay Ajayi.
Yeah.
What would you
do? I would hold on to Zeke.
See, that's so tough. That's so tough. And I think you nailed it with Jordy is I just don't think you could. Here's the big thing. You can't make the move coming off the first game of Hundley taking over as quarterback and Jordy Nelson not being great. that's not the time to do it. Do it
right.
If he has a huge game, and then you can go move him for.
Yeah, if he has eight catches for 120 and a score in the next game, then put him out, see what you get. And if you get something worth it or someone who is, like, would you do
I got
would
one. You would do, you do Brandon Cooks?
I think I would do that.
Yeah, third in the NFL in receiving yards.
What about Amari Cooper after that gigantic game against Kansas City?
That's a good one. Maybe. Okay, here's how I'll answer that. If I'm in the mindset, a set of like, I got to get Jordy off my team, that's a good buy low, type of even out. But I'm not there with Jordy, so I feel like I've got to get like Cooks or Hopkins, or I got to be in that range because Amari Cooper has not returned into that tier of players. He's down, he's down. He's not, he's down into whatever you want to call
he's
it.
He's not
fourth
like,
tier.
It was him and Terrell Pryor for who is going to have the worst year. And they both went opposite directions, right? Terrell Pryor went to the bench. Amari Cooper went and exploded and was the offensive player of the week. I mean, he was really, really good against a really, really good Chiefs defense, too. So, I don't know. I'm kind of buying in on Amari Cooper moving forward. I know that wasn't the question, but I think I just needed to say that.
Needed to get there. All right. Let's go to this first one here. I want to talk about this first article here. Again, if you got questions, you can tweet at us. You can call in if you'd like. Do whatever you want. You me friend. You guys are me friend here, and we will be glad to talk about it. But this article here on NFL.com, this is by Mark Sessler. He says, seven viable player team pairings. And let me see. First one up, even though he did update the article saying that he will not be traded, in this article, he put Martavis Bryant as number one trade option, and he put the potential landing spot as the Chicago Bears. Scale of 1 to 10. We won't do the bog system. 1 being least likely, 10 being most likely. What do you think about that whole situation?
Well, I mean, I don't think the Steelers are going to trade Martavis. So
you don't think at all they're placating to be like, you're not getting traded, blah, blah, blah. And then like Tuesday is going to roll around and then boom, he's off.
No.
I think that's the way you play it if you're going to trade him.
I think so too, but I don't think they're going to trade him. I think he stays. I think that Martavis will be playing next week. I think this will be kind of the thing where he stays benched this week, right? And like, hey, this is for being a clown over the last couple days. And why wasn't his agent being better to him? Just shut up and don't say anything and maybe we'll get you out of here.
What a clown that guy is. I wish Mia Khalifa would rose to... anything if Martavis Bryant slid into those DMs. She would become a national hero if Martavis Bryant slid into those DMs and she outed that national treasure. Wrong Steelers
already,
receiver to out.
I think she's already a national treasure. It's just for other reasons. But anyway, I just don't think that's going to happen, man. It's
what about the landing spot in general? Let's take away.
That's great. I mean, that's great because you need to build weapons up for Trubisky.
And you can see them giving up a pick, a decent pick.
Yeah, a fourth. I think it'd have to be at least a fourth.
The problem is they also just acquired Dontrell Inman. Dontrell Inman,
so
part
what?
Of when
Who
we're
cares?
Talking about the trade deadline. Yeah, well, but I'm Dontrell, just saying, like...
Like I understand the excitement about Dontrell Inman because he is, he is now the best Bears wide receiver, I think. But he's not anywhere close to Martavis Bryant, so...
Well, no, I 1,000% agree. But it's just like, you look at that team, like how many receivers... Like, at the end of the day, they're going to have like 15 receivers between IR and active roster. I don't know. Is that the tool they're missing? Is that the piece they're missing? Maybe it is, actually, if you really think about it. With Trubisky, he's going along. You've got Cohen and Howard. You've got tight end Zach Miller works well. Maybe a guy like Martavis Bryant is that piece to stretch the Bears' offense. It would
Jock
make sense.
Jock Peterson just went deep, by the way, 1-1.
We haven't even talked about that. I was avoiding it a little bit just because we're on demand, but also as people are listening to us. But the World Series going on now, tied up 1-1 after the Astros were no hitting the Dodgers through like four and two thirds.
Yep,
tie game, baby. We'll talk a little bit about it. So, okay, how about this next one then? And I'm very curious at your thoughts. I'm going to lay it out and then give me initial reaction, and then we'll talk about it. And we got some more here. He has Eli Manning And remember, this article is seven viable player team pairings, and he has Eli Manning as a trade option to the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I love that deal. Don't think it ever gets done.
Never going to happen. Ever.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they'd have to give up to get Eli, but who's going to play quarterback for the Giants at that point? And they're not guaranteed one in the draft.
Blake Bortles and TJ Yeldon.
Oh,
instant God. Improvement on the Giants.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Unless you're trading for a lineman. I'm not.
That one's laughable.
On the Giants. Yeah.
That one is very laughable. All right, we got a couple more there. There's also an article of five deals that should happen but won't from Sporting News. So we'll cover all that. I got another interesting thing to talk about with the Niners sent an email out. And we got Week 8 talk. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League with Bogman and Welsh. Be right back.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it!
Welcome back to Infinite League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Scott Bogman, Chris Welsh in the house, talking about the NFL trade deadline, which is Tuesday, October 31st. Don't know how, I can use like thirsty words. Don't know how lit it's going to be, Bogman, but, you know, it's the NFL. It's usually the no
fun. Would you say it's
going to
be crunk?
It might be. I don't know how thirsty these teams are to get moves done. I just don't know. The only other one in this article, and then I want to quickly zip to this other one, is they have Eric Ebron, our boy Eric Ebron, who, you know, Mia would rather have a full frontal lobotomy. I wish it would have said the Redskins, because that would be great for her. But potential landing spot of the Denver Broncos. So I don't know. I don't know if I even care about that one.
No. Pass. Pass.
Yeah, kind
that.
Of a hard pass,
like
right?
No. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, you know, they can't pass anybody anyway right now, the Broncos. Offense looks pathetic. So I
you
don't
just
got
to wonder.
Better.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you look at the safety options, but A.J. Derby has been fine. I don't know. I think that's a weird one. So in this other article.
Heuerman. Heuerman was going to be a big tight end, and he tore his ACL, like, right before the draft. So,
yeah.
Sucks.
I traded Heuerman for Chris Thompson in a Dynasty League one time. Cool. This other article in the Sporting News by Vinny Iyer, I think. He has this article that's five NFL trade deadline deals that should happen but won't. First one here. This one to me is ridiculous. Why are the Jaguars trying to get all the quarterbacks? He says Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers for Jaguars 2018 first round pick. Never.
Rivers is going to end as a Charger. Would do that. Yeah.
Why would they that? And why would he?
Well, I think Rivers hates LA. I think he really likes San Diego. I think that's maybe a reasoning that why you do this deal here. But, and the Jaguars are one of those teams that's just a quarterback away. I just don't see it happening.
No, it's all around. I just don't get it. How about this one? This one, of all the things, seems the most likely, though I've heard another player involved. 49ers, Carlos Hyde for Redskins, Terrell Pryor.
Done.
Yes, and
wrap
yes.
Wrap it up.
Zip it up and zip it
and
out.
Zip it out.
I would be all over that one. Though some people have speculated they would love to see Pierre Garçon go to Washington and then have it, you know, go the other way. And then have, you know, Terrell Pryor come to the 49ers, maybe with a pick, and then Pierre Garçon. Either way, make
back
it happen.
To the Redskins.
Back to the Redskins. Yeah. I would say if there's any team that's got to make a trade, it's the San Francisco 49ers. So here are the other ones real quick. This is the dumbest of the dumbest. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes for Browns Jason McCourty and DeShone Kizer. That's just like, why are you even going to?
I mean, why? Why would the Chiefs do that? You know, Alex Smith is older. He doesn't have that much time left in the NFL. I think And Patrick Mahomes is a really good developmental quarterback. There's no way I'd do that if I'm
that,
the Chiefs. Not a chance.
You know what that is to me? That's someone like that goes on like the NBA trade like analyzer. And he's like, oh, look, that's a stupid trade. Here's the other one. Let me know what you think about this one. Raiders Amari Cooper for Giants Jason Pierre-Paul.
I mean, why would they trade Amari Cooper? You know, especially after
the Giants trade
week.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah, both.
What are they winning this year?
that doesn't make any sense to me. I guess maybe because Marshall's probably done, they want a second wide receiver, but I think they're okay with Shepard and Odell.
I think they're very okay.
And they could draft somebody. They'll be all right. So
over under.
I don't like those trades.
No, I don't either. And it's just weird the ones they put together. Over under, how many trades you actually think happen, not counting Dontrell Inman, until October 31st, the NFL trade deadline?
Three. I'll go with three.
Ooh. I'm going to say, out of three was going to be. I'm going to go with two. And I still am voting for Martavis Bryant, regardless of what Tomlin says. And I want Carlos Hyde to go. Let's root for it, guys.
All right. I think we're high. I think it'll probably be nothing. But.
Probably. That's what the NFL does for you. All right. Don't go anywhere. Coming up on the other side of this break and this hour, we have got Week 8 plays. I also want to tell you a story about what the 49ers are doing, which is stupid. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.